going to be hoitzi olov ksav yodoi shuchayvloi. Let's say somebody has an IOU, takes out a ksav yodoi. That means it's not a star that Eden signed on it. I just have a piece of paper that says IOU, that the lawyer wrote down a piece of paper, IOU $1,000. Hoitzi olov ksav yodoi shuchayvloi, kaivim min chosim lichorin. That's not called like a star. You can't collect from property that he sold already. The malvu could only collect again from bnei chayrim. That's not called like a shtar. Oriv hayoytse liacha chitun shtars. Let's say you had a shtar that was written off, somebody owes $100, and after the eidim signed on the shtar, then you have an oriv that was signed on the bottom, that Yitzchak says, I became the oriv. I'm an oriv over here. Spam says, I mean, shekosa b'teicha shtar, acha chasim aseidim. After the Yadim signed on the Shtar Halvor, then some wrote on the bottom of that, Ani Ploini Ploini Orif, Ani Yitzchak Ben Moshe, I'm an Orif. So Halacher is, Goyvim and Achosim Bnei Chorin, you can only collect from Bnei Chorin and Orif. In other words, this Orif is considered like Balteh, it's not considered like the Orif has a Shtar to his Aravis. If he would have wrote the Aravis in the Shtar itself before the Yadim signed on it, so then the Edom are finding that this Yitzchak ben Moshe is an Oruv, and then on the side that the Leiva can't pay back, the Malva has the right to go to the Oruv, to go to the guarantor, and even if the guarantor sold property, he could collect from that property Mishabadim also. But here that the Oruv wrote his name after the Edom signed, that's not considered like a star. You cannot collect from Mishabadim, only from Bnei Chayrim. Kaivim Nechasim Bnei Chayrim. Maisa, what's up in the case of Bnei Rabbi Shmuel, such a case as this, that came in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yom, and he told the Mishnah, Goyvim and Chosim Bnei Chorin. This Oriv, even though he wrote down his name in the Shtar, but since he wrote down his name after the Chsim HaSa'idim, it's not considered like a Shtar in this, and therefore only collects Goyvim and Chosim Bnei Chorin. Oh, Maloy Benenas, Benenas says, no, Ein a Goyvim, Loim and Chosim Mishabod, Loim and Chosim Bnei Chorin. I hold such an Oriv means nothing. You can't collect from neither. Not from Bnei Chorin, and not even the property the Oriv himself has. Omaladi said back to him, why not? Like Lama, why not? Like the Chur, the person's wrote in the Shtar that he's an Oriv, he's a guarantor. And the Gemara said before an Oriv is not Meshabed. But the Chur, the Mishnah before held that an Oriv is Meshabed. So why doesn't he have to pay back, at least from Bnei Chorin at least? Omaladi said back like this, Benenas like this, Hare HaChoynik Es Echad Bashuk. What's going to be if somebody's choking somebody else in the street? In other words, he's telling the guy, give me money, he's choking him. Ulmotza Chaveru, and his friend comes along, V'yomalo, and his friend tells the Malva, listen, Hanachlo, leave this poor guy alone. What are you choking him? You're killing him, he owes you $100. You're killing him. You should now leave him alone, don't choke him. V'niyat l'cho, and I'll take care of you. What are you choking him for? Because he owes you $100. Come to me tomorrow, come to my office tomorrow, I'll take care of you. In such a case, you know what? Potter. He comes to his office tomorrow, he can throw him out of his office. He didn't mean he doesn't have to pay him any money. Such an Oriv does not really mean that I'll pay you tomorrow. All it means to say is don't choke this guy. That's not cool that you're an Oriv. Shiloi ala menose halveyu. Because here, when the real loan took place, the Oriv wasn't there yet. So you don't have the swear we had before. A regular Oriv means if the Malva doesn't want to give away the money, he's afraid. And the Leiva says, listen, I'll get you a guarantee. So then the Malva only gives the money because of the guarantee. Then we say the guarantee has a tremendous hanor, that because of me he's giving money, he really means to be Meshavet, he has to pay back. But here the loan took place a month ago, and now the guy's coming to collect the money, and all the guarantee just meant to do was tell this guy don't kill him, he does not mean to be Mechayev himself. So therefore that's not called an Oruv. So that's where Ben Aslan's son learns in Ishtar also, that the Oruv is signed later, we have no proof to say the Oruv was there b'shas halvo, it wasn't because of him, and therefore it doesn't mean anything. That's what Rambam says. Om le babu less from the Mishnah. Om le benenas ain a goyva, the chol oruv, shel acha matin mois, like Masan of you signed after the shtar means after the mais halvo took place, now they found an oruv. So it was after the money was given over already. So a heavy oruv, then you're not considered, even though you say you're a guarantee, I guarantee, that's called words, asmas to the alma means nothing. Why? Shloi ala manosai v'yatachos se'shal oruv zehalveyu. Like the Malva did not shell out the money because of the oruv. He shelled out the money even before the Yarov was there. Because later, after the Leiva received the money, now somebody comes along and says a nice word to the Malva, don't worry, I'll take care of you. That means nothing. Eleizu Yarov, what's called an Yarov? Shuchai, that he has to pay. That's like this, Halveyu. If Vani Noisim Lecho, that if Shimon the Malva is afraid to lend Reuven the money, so Reuven tells Shimon, don't be afraid, I'll have somebody to guarantee you. And the guarantee comes, and then the Malva lends the money because of the guarantee, because of the Oriv, that's called the Erev Mechayiv. Chayiv. Why? Shekein alamanosu halveyu. Because of your word that you said you paid back, that's why the Malva gave out the money. That's called the good Oriv. But later, you're not Mechayiv. The Yomar Rebbe Shmuel, Haroitza Sheyachkin, somebody wants to become smart, Yasek Bedina Mamnis. You should learn Sedin Izikin. Learn these Masechtas, the Babis, Sanhedrin, next Masechta. Learn Adina Mamnis. Why? Shame Lecho Mikzaya Vatorah. There's no portion in the Torah. Yaisim Hen, that takes more Divrei Chochma, takes more wisdom to know than Dina Mamnis. Vehein Kemayin Hanoiva. It's Mamnis like a mine, like a well that gives off, keeps on sprouting out the Chochma of Dina Mamnis. For Yaroitza Shiyasik Vadina Mamnis. Whoever wants to be Isaac really to know Dina Mum is good, Yeshamish as Shimon ben Enes. He should learn by Shimon ben Enes. Let him know, you have a good Rebbe. Have somebody good that knows the Loch is, and he'll be able to teach it to you. Dina Mum is very hard. You have to have a good Rebbe to learn Dina Mum from. Amar Ula says like this now. Shino, Dvar Torah Midi Raisa, Echod Milva Bishtar. Whether somebody, when he lent money, they wrote up Bishtar. No, when they first lent the money, it was only done in front of two Edim. They did not write it down. But Lamaisa, there's Edim here that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. The Locha is later when Shimon wants to collect his money, even if Reuven has no more money left, Midiraisa, Goivim and Achosim Mishabodim. Midiraisa, when the Malva lent the money, the Loiva now is Mishubit to pay back, and not only him, but even his property also. His property is Meshubit right now. And therefore, if he sells his property in between, and later he has no more money, the Malva Midiraisa has the right to take away that property. My time, and what's the reason? Shibuti Diraisa. Tesvarian Diraisa, Rash Rashi says, Rashbam, Yaitzi Alech Ovut, Vuadin Mekakoi. Vadash Naposta, there's a Svarian Midiraisa, the Shibut. That when you lend money, as soon as you lent the money, it's chalash shibud aguf, means you're responsible to pay it back. So not only are you responsible, but any property, anything that you own, is meshubud, is responsible to see, it should be paid back. Therefore, if you sell your karka next week, midiraisa, it's meshubud, even balpeh, really the malva has a right to collect from it. If so, how come the Mishnah says not like that? V'yel matam omru, how come our Mishnah says that only, that a milbal peh ain't a goyve, elam nechosim b'nei chorim? How come our Mishnah says, mashmetz midi rabbonin, for rabbonin said that if the milva only took place by peh in front of two egim, there was no shtar, you could only collect from b'nei chorim the property the loiv himself has, and you could not collect from b'nei mishabodim, why not? It's a tekonim midi rabbonin, mishum sedit lekuchas. Because otherwise we're afraid, people will always be afraid to buy property. Like whenever they buy property, they don't know this if the moicher, the seller, owes somebody money, then maybe tomorrow they'll come and take away my property. So people will be afraid to buy property. That's called pseded lekuchas. We don't want the people that bought the property to lose out. So therefore, the svar is like lasunsi. If you're afraid of the people that buying property shouldn't lose out, so milva b'shtar nami. So even though the first loan took place b'shtar, so what? So the Rabbanah should also make a tekana. But if the loiva later on sells his property to somebody else, that the Malva can't take it away from the poor buyer. What do you want from the buyer? So Mura says no. Hosom inhu ninu the asidu al nashayu. There they themselves lost out, they made a mistake themselves. What's the svara? Because a shtar has a curl. If you lend somebody money and you write up a shtar, there's a document written up, that has a curl. Everybody knows about it. So it's going around town, everybody knows, you should know that this Reuven here, he owes somebody $1,000. So therefore, Reuven is going to sell his property now. Whoever goes to buy his property, like, should have known that you should know he owes people money. So you should know, if you buy his property now, it may be taken away from you. So therefore, if you bought it, it's your own tough luck while you bought it. That's the difference.
A milva v'shtar, if there was a shtar there, we say everybody knows about it. So therefore, lekuchas, the ones that bought his property, realized it, and if they bought it, it's their tofet, it's taken away. My shaykh, if the loan was not written down in a shtar, just a milva bapeh, that people don't hear about. So now we're afraid that people do not know that this Reuven owes somebody money. So Reuven is selling his house. Someone thinks, Kavaltik, I need a house to live in. I'll buy his house. See if the locher is later when Reuven can't pay back his loan. The mob could take away his house. People will lose out. See how what a bona made a takona that a milva bapeh you can't take away from lekuchas. But a milva bishtar, since there's a curl, they themselves should have realized before. This is the way Ula learns. However, that's the way Paskin also, the Diraisa, Shibir is the Diraisa. However, for Rav, Rabbi said not like that. For Rabbi Amano, you should know, Devat Torah mid Diraisa, Echad Milve Bishtar, the Echad Milva Te, Ein Agoy, the Elemen Achasim B'nei Charin. My time is Shibud Elav Diraisa. He holds mid Diraisa, there's no Din Shibud. Mid Diraisa, when you borrow money, the Pshat is, you have to pay back. It's Chalachiv Haguf, it's on you to pay back. So when it comes time to pay back, if you have money or you have property then, you have to pay with your property. But if you sold the property already, that property you sold, it's not your property anymore, so Malva has no right to come and take it. He owes Shibude Lav the Yeraisa. If so then, on my time, Omru, how come our Mishnah says that Milva Bishtah Gregor Menachos Mishabodim? How come there is such a takono that a Milva Peh you could collect from Mishabodim? Why? It says the Rabbonim look at the corner. Why the Rabbonim masakin you collect from Shibodim? How tell you loving? We had to make it the corner, otherwise people won't lend money. People will be afraid to lend money. Like if they know that later when they come to collect the money, they could only collect from the property that he has, and if he sold all his property before, people won't lend money. The marbles will be afraid to lend money. They won't be able to collect from the labor. So the takana for the labor is that people should want to lend money. They made this takana that in case he had property and he sold it, you have right to take it away. But the Morihochi is so, Milba Penami, make it the corner any type of a loan that the Mav has the right to collect. The Mor says, no, the same Svar Hossam Lesla Koyla. Boy, Milba Baalpeh, that is no Koyl. So then, true, there should be at the corner for the Malva, but we're also afraid of Lekuchas. What do you want from the poor people that bought the property and they don't realize that this property, you know, the person owes money? So since a milva bapeh that people don't hear, there's no curl, people do not know that this Reuven owes money, so when Reuven sells his property, somebody bought his property, what do you want nebuch from the one that bought his property? So therefore we don't take it away from him. Only by a milva bishtar, there we don't have that problem. Because a milva bishtar, everybody knows that this Reuven owes money. So if you go to buy Reuven's house, you should know that there may be problems. That since Reuven owes people money, and you know that Midrabbonim is halacha that the Malva has a right to take away this house. So before you buy Reuven's house, you think it over twice. And if a person still buys it, see Yehu the Asher Nashe. So the Machoikis Ulen Rabba, if Shibudi is devised to Midrabbonim. But the Gemara is this true, Miyom Rabba Hochi, the truth of Rabba Seletis. I've Omar Rabba said, Govu Karko, Yeshla, if you collect property, you keep it. Govu Moyis Einloi, if you collect money, you don't have it. The father was a malva. Now when the kids collect the money from the people owed to the father, if they collect karka, so instead like that karka was meshuba to the father, and therefore b'chor takes two portions of it. That's what Rabbi himself said. If the kids collect karka from the father's loans, says so yeshloi, the bechor takes two portions. Gova mois, if they only collect money, yeshloi. But if they collect property, we consider like it was meshuba to the father. So who is shibudi is iraisa. The chita maybe tell me epoch change around the rabbi ula the ula rabbi. Maybe he had changed it around. Rabbi is the one that says shibud is iraisa, and ula said it's not iraisa. Mora says no. But Oma ula himself said clearly that Vatera Balchoiv Dina Bizaburius. That means Uraisa Balchoiv is Bizaburius. So, but Rashman says, Venafka Perakanabakama, the Visha Sharata Naisa Boyotzi, Madaka Shlod Moisi Porn Hulam, Alma Shibuddi Bizaburus Uraisa. Our co-partner with the rice, you see a Baal Choyv has a right to take away property. So if you see you can take away property, Sarai Shabudi is the Raisa. So Ula has told Shibud is the Raisa. So then Rabbah has told the Slav the Raisa. So it's a Steve and Rabbah. How could Rabbah say before in Yesh Nechlin that if the Yorshim collect property for their father, if they collect property, a Bechor takes two portions of that? Because you say Shibud is the Raisa, they had it from before. It's more so like this. Rabbah Tanda the Bnei Marova Komar Velele Sirle. There before the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin, Rabbah was only explaining the Bnei of Yisrael, that they hold Shibudi as the Raisa. That's why the Bechor takes two portions of it. But Rabbah himself holds like Galo Gemara, Shibudi is Lav the Raisa, but the Bechor would not take two portions. Rabbah Shmuel the Yarmut of Adei both say, Milvah Alper Eina Goyva Leimin Ayoshim. We had before. A Milvah Alper, somebody lends money, not a Nishtar, just in front of Tuedim, and then the loiva dies, even though we left over money and the kids yashin their father, ain't a girl you have no right to collect mina yashin, for lay mina lakuchas. You can't collect if the property was sold, you can't collect from lakuchas. My time, what's the reason? Also, they all shibudi lav yiraisa. Shibudi is lav yiraisa. So really, when the father dies, that's it. It's only a shibud aguf, you can only collect from the loiva himself. When the loiva himself goes, you can't collect from him. Ah, his property, the kids are taken over, but the old shibudi is lav diraisa. Midiraisa, the property is not mishubin for the loan. So it's only in the rabbonim, but milva b'shtar you could collect. Here it's a milva p'ah, you can't collect from the yoshim. There's no shibud, therefore you can't collect from the yoshim. We have Yechon and Rabbi Shimon and Lokas Yamatavah, they both say no. Milva p'ah goiva, b'im in the yoshim, b'im in the kuchas. Chiddush. Milva p'ah loan, the yod you collect from both, min the yoshim and in the kuchas. My time is shibudi diraisa. This is the biggest chiddush. The old shibudi is the raisa, and there, even though it's a milva b'apeh, even though there's a tekonah lekuchas does not realize it, still they say so what? Since shibudi is the raisa, even though the loiva dies, the kids have to pay up. Even though the loiva sold his property already, but that property was mishubed b'shas alone, so even though it's b'apeh, still you have a right to collect. So kids are yechon shlok like argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a milva b'apeh. You cannot collect from the kuchas, and they hold yes, you could collect from the kuchas. Mesmer the kasha says, "Lacha choifa bor b'shus rabim." Somebody digs a bor b'shus rabim.
And while he's digging, it's benafel all of shor v'hogoy. A shor comes falling in and kills him. Slachas potter, the bal hashor is potter from pain. The lawyer, not only this, helishim meis hashor. Let's say the shor died also. So then yorshe bal habor, the yorshim of the bal habor, he died. But chayovim l'shalim dinei shor lebolov. They have to pay. In other words, the father was a masik. He dug a bore for Shus Rabim, and now his shore fell in and the shore died, so he's chayef to pay the Baha shore, the value of the shore, so the Yoshim have to pay. So Luchuri, here it's something like a Milva Balpeh, just Tamachoyb, the father had to pay, and he says the Yoshim have to pay it. So here you see, Milva Balpeh, you won't give him in a Yoshim. So our answer is Omri Abloz, Omri Shomad Bedin. We're talking about the note, was a Psak Din, Bezdin already passed and the father had to pay, and a Psak Bezdin asks it like a Milva Bishtar. For the more of a Hoga Katonya says he killed the father right there. Omri Avada Barava, Shosa Trefa, just means the shore made the father into a Trefa, to not that he really died, and therefore they took him into a Bezdin and had a Psak Bezdin right after that. For the more of Omri of Nachman, to me, Tana Mace, the cover hostam, it says clearly that the father died and they buried him there. So I was there of Sak Bezdin. Samar says, the Yasri Dani Apumi de Biro. We're talking about that there was a Bezdin sitting there on that, by the opening of the bor, for Chayvu, and they were Machai of the father. Therefore, it has a loch like in Milva Bishtar, that's where there could be Goiva Min Hashibot, from the Kuchas. Ben Chaim, it could be a regular Milva Apeh, you're not Goiva Min Lakuchas. I didn't left from our ends off that I'm going to pop the hilkos to what's the maskono that nu vape goivim min ayorshim nu vape you could be goivim min ayorshim v'yena goivim min lakuchis but not from lakuchis goivim min ayorshim more akadosh but in the dose of my loving so therefore the yorshim have to pay even though like shibudi is lav deraisa but still you have to pay v'yena goivim min lakuchis less like kolu there's no kale so these are lakuchis alright we'll go with this gemara again in the next tape.
You do less Gemara again. Daf Kufayin Heyim Abayz.
Last Gemara was, again, when Mila Shaila Shibudi is the Raisa, the Rabbonin. Gemara says, Meisve Havakasha, 5 months in the bottom. It says, Achoifa Bor Bershus Rabbin. If somebody is digging a bor Bershus Rabbin, the Nofal Olaf Shor, while he's digging it, he's inside digging the bor, a knock on top comes down and caves down on top of him, for Horga, and kills this person. So Locher is Potter, the Baal HaShor is Potter, because the person has no right to dig a bor Bershus Rabbin. For lawyer, not only this, El Shimeis HaShor, let's say when the Shor fell down and killed the one that's digging the bor, the Shor also died. So it says clearly, Yorshe Baal HaBor, the Yorshim, the kids of the Baal HaBor, the one that died, Chayovim L'Shalim, Dimei Shor L'Bolov, they have to pay the value of the Shor to the owner of the Shor. So here, what do we see here? That the father was a Mazik, he dug a bor. And the father is chayav to pay back the Baal HaShor. But it says when the father dies, the Yorshim have to take over. So here we see, Shibudi is the Raisa. And the Chur is only called, like Rashbam says, there's a milva, there's called the milva of Alper. And you see clearly, Goivim and Ayoshim. So the Kasha and Rav and Shmuel, the Rav and Shmuel both said that milva of Alper, you do not collect from the Yoshim. And here the father died, and there was no shtar. It was just them. The father made a bor, a shor died there. That's like a milva of Alper. So the Kasha and Rav and Shmuel, Gemara says, no, Omer Abelezer, Omer Rav, Bishomad Bedin. We're talking about that he went to Bezdin first, and Bezdin gave a p'sak that he's chayiv, that's considered like a milva b'shtar then, like a curl goes out. For the Gemara b'horogor ketoni, it says that the shore caved in, the shore killed him. So what do you mean they went to Bezdin? There's no Bezdin there, the shore killed him. Omer Avad Baravo, Shosu Treifa. All it means to say is when the shore caved on top of the owner, it made him into a treifa, that's all. Not that it killed him right then. So it's talking about that they still went to Bezdin, and after the Psak Bezdin, then he died. Gemara says no. V'omer Rav Nachman Tani, he learned, Tana, the Tana learned like this, Mace, that the owner died right there in the bor, the shore came tumbling down on top of him and killed him. And it says, V'kovroi, and they buried him right there. V'kovroi Hossam says so, there was no Bezdin, and still it says the Yoshim have to pay this chayv. So here we see milva b'peh, you could collect from the Yoshim. Gemara says no. The case is the Yasve Daini Apumi Debira. We're talking about there was a Bezdin on top of the bor by the cover of the bor. There was a Bezdin there. The chayvu, and they paskin that the man, the owner, is chayv to pay the Dimei HaShor, and then he died. So again, it's not called the milva b'peh, but it's considered like Bezdin first gave a psak that the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaBor, has to pay the value of the shor, and then he died. So that's considered like a milva b'shtar, there's a curl. So therefore, it's not a kasha and Rav and Shmuel. A call from the Gemara.